Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gotta get it, gotta get all those things. Like, I set number one. I set number one on my list a long time ago. And once I hit them, or once I pass them and can't do them again, I remove them. And once I achieve them, or once I, you know, pass them.
Your list is your screensaver?
Yeah, my list is my screensaver. And
can I see it?
Yeah, my everyday screensaver. Yeah. I have a few other ones on here.
He's way more focused than I ever was.
He's way more focused than you are now.
Mullinaw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Who was that? This Ryan Clark?
Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder.
And the Pivot podcast. Yeah. And they had Caleb Williams on, and his first goal is to be the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
So that will be achieved Thursday.
It will be achieved Thursday.
And I believe he wants to win, count them,
eight.
One, two, three.
Eight titles.
Five, six, seven, eight.
That was an extraordinary interview. It was really a good glimpse of who he is and the comfort level that he had with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder, because you could hear it there. How many times have you ever interviewed somebody, Mully, and – Have you ever asked them to see their phone? And then not only would you ask that, because somebody takes some audacity to do that, then they said, "Oh yeah, sure, here it is."
You know, I mean, but here's the thing. In fairness, like, I didn't grow up living on a phone. You didn't grow up living on a phone. I think that this generation kind of has grown up living on a phone, and I think that it's not unusual to talk about, oh, on my phone, I got all my goals. They're all laid out there.
It might not be unusual to have it there, but I think it's somewhat unusual for an athlete to share with an interviewer what's on their phone.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's even more unusual for an interviewer to ask, because the comfort level or the guard that is down. So that just shows you they had a really quick rapport and he felt comfortable in that environment. And we heard him be himself, and I think Chicago is going to like what they see and hear beginning as early. He'll be talking tomorrow in Detroit, but he'll also be here presumably Friday at Halas Hall, and all Caleb all the time. The renderings come tomorrow at noon. The foundation comes Thursday around 7:15.
A friend of mine texted me, and I agree with what he's saying, that Chicago is like one of the great architectural wonder cities in the world, and if you're going to build a dome on the lakefront, shouldn't you have a retractable roof? Shouldn't you have like the greatest architecture firm in the world? Shouldn't you have the greatest architects? Shouldn't Mies van der Rohe show up and tell you how to make a dome that moves and how everything is retractable and how you can have football out in the fall? I mean, listen, it's an unreasonable request given the amount of money these things cost. But don't we owe it to ourselves to put up not just a dome, not just a building, but one of the great marvels of modern architecture?
Well, I think it's a fair question to ask. We're in Chicago, and I understand the spirit of it. I'm somewhat reluctant to judge something I haven't seen yet. And until we see the renderings, until we see exactly what they have planned, we may be blown away. I may be blown away. I may not be somebody that looks at the dome stadium and say, why doesn't it have a retractable roof? These things cost money, and I don't want to be on one hand say, you know what, you got to be fiscally responsible, and you have to be careful about every dollar that you spend because it's a matter of priority. And then on the other side say, leave the budget to worry if it's somebody else to worry about and spend as much as you need to for this architectural thing of beauty. I think you definitely want both, but I do want to see what they're offering before I make that judgment.
You know, there's a new city that they're building in Saudi Arabia called Neom, which they are building in the middle of the desert, and it's going to cost like $500 billion. And I'm not saying we have that kind of money, but wouldn't you like to have like some incredibly modern and, you know, just some imaginative, I don't know, hanging upside down building, futuristic type thing? As long as you're going to do it, then do it like with, just put $500 million into an extra retractable dome. That's all.
Okay. I wait to see what they show tomorrow. I'll be curious to see if it leaks earlier today. I don't know that I'm that upset about it yet, but I will.
I'm not upset about it at all. I'm just saying, like, as long as we're doing it, I mean, I
don't think this plan lacks ambition. I don't think I've heard anything from Kevin Warren when he talks about in grandiose terms, and he talks about making history, and he invokes the great Chicago, God kissed the lakefront, and yes, all those things. That's terrific. But
I don't need a hotel. I don't need a walkway. I need a dome that's retractable.
You want the retractable roof because you want to maintain the elements of bare weather?
I want them to be able to close it if it's cold, and if they can leave it open if it's not. I mean, I think it just seems like it'd be a lot more fun. Like in the summer, if there's a concert, you're outside and you're looking at the stars.
Mm-hmm. I can argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just if you're going to do it, make it like make it something in Chicago.
Do they have one of these retractable domes in this fictional or plan Saudi city that you're describing?
I don't know. I'm not the one doing it. It's under construction. I'm just saying they are. I know the airport is going to be, it's going to look like a space station. You know what I mean? If you have looked at, you should look at this. They're actually they're well underway in doing this, and it just sounds like it's just like insanely cool. No. Do you not care at all?
No, I don't care. I don't care about
different projects going on around the world. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I care about things around the world. I'm pretty locked in between 5:30 and 10 about what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not trying to remove us from our own reality. I'm just saying that there are wonders going on in our world that are being created. Why not do one by the lakefront? Why not, you know, go big or go home?
It's a pretty big project.
All right.
But it's a very good question. So
I'm very excited to see what the renderings and the drawings are tomorrow at noon. It should be fun. And I'm very curious about how they believe they're going to get it built and how much responsibility they're taking for it. And it's a publicly owned building, according to what they have said. But it's basically their building. It's just a very curious project, and we'll get a chance to see it all tomorrow. But as long as we're going at it, as long as, you know, I don't know if they already finished the drawings. Hey, why don't you throw a retractable roof on that baby?
I'm sure they probably considered that. I don't know that that's part of it. I don't know for sure that it's not part of that, but I do know they're going to meet with everyone at the United Club at Soldier Field tomorrow at noon. George McCaskey, Kevin Warren. And they are inviting VIP guest to kind of launch this idea and this project. And it looks like, you know, Arlington Heights seems like a thing of the past, something they're right. moving on from and focusing all of their resources and energy and focus on this.
And that's totally cool. I got no problem with that. I'm just throwing in, you know, let's get a dome that's retractable. As long as we're dreaming, as long as we're thinking big. And I get it. Yeah, we have a texter. Are the White Sox going to move to the Saudi city? I don't believe they will. But it's got to be.
Is that the next threat?
Yeah, that's got to be the problem. Yeah. Okay. And there's too much pollution to see stars. Whatever. You knew what I meant. God, no one wants to dream big.
This is pretty big, Molly.
What would Daniel Burnham say as he looked at the possibility of putting a dome there? How would that fit his view of Chicago?
I think this fits that view of Chicago.
Okay.
I mean, this is
all
not
right.
making any small plans. Putting a lakefront dome on the museum campus with a hotel and a sports museum and a bridge to Northerly Island, I don't think that is a plan that screams to me a lack of ambition. I wonder how realistic it is based on who's going to pay for it. That's what I wonder. So I guess I'm still focused on the fiscal responsibility and holding them accountable before I'm ready to add another $1 billion to the project by saying I'd like the roof to open. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, listen, we're talking about it. We may as well talk big. We have someone texting in, hey, that's a great idea. Please move the Sox to Saudi Arabia. At least for the rest of the year.
At least, yeah, because it's hard to watch.
It's hard to look at this.
It's hard to look at this. There's no doubt about that.
Very funny. Very funny.
It is.
312-644-6767. As long as you're talking about a stadium, let's dream. We're talking about the Bears, we're talking about the draft, and we're dreaming. We're talking about the idea that if Rome Odunze is as good as people think he is, and we and Dave and I were talking about this briefly before he left, if you could get Larry Fitzgerald, if you get a guy who has that comparison on the table, a guy that's capable of making circus catches, a guy that's capable of catching everything thrown near him, you're talking a different type of reality, and you're talking about a player that is a next-level player.
I just wonder what happened to the profile of Marvin Harrison Jr. I wonder, as this draft process has continued, if he is the guy that has maybe fallen as in terms of the estimation of a lot of scouts, and you hear a lot of talent evaluators kind of look at him maybe a little differently. I wonder if he alienated the NFL traditional, you know, executive base, all those guys, old school guys, because he didn't show up at the combine, because he has a different way of doing things. He only visited two teams. He's doing it his way. And I wonder if that has caused some concern in the eyes of many, because it wasn't that long ago before you could find a mock draft where Marvin Harrison Jr. was mocked to the Bears at number one, and they were not going to take Caleb Williams because all those red flags. Remember that?
Yeah.
And now it's like, how far down can he go? What's the lowest you think that Marvin Harrison Jr. will be drafted on Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
What spot do you think?
I mean, he's going in the top five. He's going to be the first non-quarterback selected in the draft.
You think there's no doubt about that?
I do.
I would agree with that, and I think that's smart. But I do think that
I'd be stunned if he fell.
I think you're right.
Let's talk about that. Why did his draft stock get impacted? How did his draft stock get impacted? It's because he didn't work out. He didn't show up at the combine. He didn't want to do the interviews. He tried to kind of run his own show, which you can do if you're a quarterback. I'm not sure you can do that as a receiver. And there are people that feel that he tried to damage his own value because he wanted to go somewhere different than where he'd have gone at the top of the draft. We'll see. We'll see if Arizona ends up taking him because they feel that he's going to give them something that will create a new version of Kyler Murray. He will improve the quarterback. He will enhance what Murray can do, and then therefore they don't have to be searching for a quarterback like so many teams are.
That would be the smart play if you're the Cardinals, unless you trade that pick and you get a king's ransom for it,
right.
And then you understand why they would do that as well. I don't know that I would be able to pass if I were them in a position to take somebody who would make that investment in Kyler Murray pay off more likely than not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the, and this is, again, we're quarterback centric. When we're talking about the draft, you have to be. Let's get to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. And Nick is in Hawthorne Woods. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. About the whole stadium thing, I don't think the McCaskies have any desire to actually build a stadium. I think it's all subterfuge of going back and forth with Chicago. I think that they want to package the land along with the team whenever Virginia passes, which, I mean, she's not getting any younger. And if sports teams are vanity projects, how much more are they going to get from some wealthy billionaire when he has this prime real estate out in Arlington Heights to build whatever he wants, make it his own little Jerry land? I just don't think that they have it in them to actually build a stadium. I think they're just trying to delay as long as possible before they are forced to put shovels in the ground.
Why would you do that? What's the motivation in waiting as long as possible? I don't understand.
Well, Nick is saying
the rationale.
He's saying that they want the land to represent a stadium opportunity for whatever billionaire buys the team.
I don't think you brought in Kevin Warren to do that.
No, I mean, they're moving forward with this project, and we're going to learn more about it tomorrow, but they are definitely attempting to move forward with this project.
The change in focus coincides with his arrival. There's no doubt about that.
You know, Ted Phillips was in charge of the Bears when they bought that land, and they were long rumored to be eyeballing that Arlington Heights property as a place where they were going to move their stadium. This is not news. This is years and years ago. They were looking at at Northwest Indiana at one point. They were looking at your region. They were looking all over the place. There were all sorts of weird plans that were out there before they got Soldier Field rehabbed and rebuilt, and they put that stadium up virtually overnight, and immediately it was antiquated. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're going to build a dome now, then build the greatest dome ever built by the most innovative, genius people you can find, and then have it being a forward-thinking building that's going to take you into another 50 years. Don't have it. Don't build a dome, which is like a giant factory that, with a dome here.
Where are you getting this giant factory idea from?
It's done. It's just a giant empty factory.
What do you compare? Well, I don't get where that's coming from.
But just building a building that's indoors, that's giant. I'm just saying.
Like a football stadium?
Well, that's why, but I'm just saying.
Like Lucas Oil Stadium or U.S. Bank?
I mean, how about the Silver Dome? Don't put the Silver Dome on the Chicago Lakefront.
Nobody's going to build a Silver Dome. I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but I think that you're
a soulless building.
You're diminishing the value of some of these buildings that have been done right, that don't have retractable roofs, that are stadiums that are things to behold. And I think you look at examples, and you could find them. It's not inconceivable. It's more expensive, certainly. And I think before we know how they're going to pay for it, I would probably hesitate in wanting to urge them to spend more.
Okay, I'm saying, I believe it was Daniel Burnham. I'm going to have to paraphrase him. I don't remember the exact quote, but it was like, make no plans that are not grand because
make
you
no
need
small plans.
Make no small plans. You have to stir men's souls.
Yeah.
I want my stole served. I want to stir my soul tomorrow at noon.
I think it'll
stir it.
I don't
mix it up. Let's have it. Let's get the little soul stir.
Okay. Let's go with the Molly idea.
Shouldn't we have a drink?
I think it's a pretty big deal. I think it's a pretty grand plan. I think when you hear Kevin Warren describe it, I wonder if he's talking about a football stadium or the Taj Mahal.
Well, that's a good one. Build the Taj Mahal of football stadiums.
This is going to come pretty close, I think.
I love the lakefront. I think it's beautiful. I love the idea of building something spectacular. If you're going to do it, go big or go home, right? Isn't that our motto?
I just don't know how you view this as not big.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
Exactly.
I said I'm a sucker for drawings and renderings, and I'm asking them. All you got to do, you reveal these plans, stir my soul, right?
That's all. It's easy to do.
Thanks, Daniel Burnham.
Yes.
Give us a little soul stirring. 312-644-6767.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the score.
I know that we all talk about bare weather and playing outside, and that's an advantage. But I tell you what, there's nothing like going inside a 70-degree dome. You know what I mean? In December and playing it, you know, and that's probably sacrilegious to say that in Chicago.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that was Coach Wonstadt earlier in the show. You can go back and listen to that if you'd like on the Odyssey app. Hit the rewind feature and you're laughing. I thought that was an interesting comment because I do think people get very worked up about what's going on with bare weather and that sort of thing. And here's a former head coach telling you that it's, you know, there's not a lot to it.
Yeah, there's not a lot to it, even though I know Dustin points out the two times the Bears did go to the Super Bowl, they were basically outdoor teams, that the weather was a factor in the NFC Championship games. And
the only Super Bowl they won was in a dome, Dustin.
But to get to the game, weather was a factor.
It was a factor.
There's no doubt that weather was a factor. You had a team from L.A., with Eric Dickerson.
They were going to win that game.
But I think they would have won both those games under ideal conditions.
The 85 Bears might be, you know, we've had that. They might be an all-time of all-time team.
Yeah.
Okay. But they were built on, I know they won the game indoors. You know, I was breathing then, believe it or not. And the second time when they went, they were built as an outdoor team. I mean, they were a ground and pound defense, special teams, control the ball.
And then they threw interceptions into the rain.
They were defense and running game team.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
And that NFC Championship game, the weather was a factor.
I don't think it's enough
in both
to
games.
I don't think those examples are enough to stay away from one.
No. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying keep in mind the two times the Bears did have success, weather was a part of their success.
Well, that fuels this myth. It definitely fuels it perpetuates the myth.
It's not made up.
It's not made up, but I think it's overstated.
Sure. I don't disagree with you.
I think the
you.
Bare weather thing is a bit overstated, and because it's very comfortable, it's very familiar, it's very traditional. We love tradition. I just think that the new tradition should be getting to the NFC Championship game more regularly so we have more examples to point to.
312-644-6767. Let's start with Nancy. Nancy's in Urbana. Hey, Nancy.
Hi. First, just want to say love your show. Listen to it every morning. But I was weighing in on the stadium issue, and just one. I have a couple points. The first point's my main point. What ticks me off about this issue is the same people in the legislature who will push this project through will then turn around after the deal is done and start whining and crying about how much debt the state is in and use it as an excuse to cut projects and programs that are tax money should be paying for. And I don't have problems paying taxes, but it should be for projects and programs for people who really need it. And the second, I guess it's more of a comment. You guys had Pat Quinn on a few weeks ago talking about a referendum. I love Pat Quinn, by the way. But I don't know if that's still on the table. But if it is and the state is being asked to pay for it, it really should be a statewide referendum and not just be a city referendum. So that's all I have. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate that's a great phone call because it speaks to how this is a matter of priority. Fiscal responsibility and what responsibility the legislators will have to other things beyond a football stadium and whether or not the focus should be in Chicago on building a $4 billion structure on the lakefront or a $2 billion ballpark on the 78 patch of land and what how that meshes with this whole everything else going on with pensions, with migrants, with paying, you know, projects that she cited. I think that's a very good conversation to have and not after the fact.
It's an important conversation to have. And I don't know many people that have a lot of excitement about your tax dollars going into a stadium project.
Certainly not the governor.
This or the other.
Certainly not the governor. No. And as for Pat Quinn's referendum plan or project, I don't think that's off the table either. But I also don't know what purpose it will serve except for raise awareness. I'm not sure how much change it could enact. We'll wait and see, but I don't think he's given up on that at all.
Let's try Mark. Mark is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I got a thought on the timing of the stadium. I believe that they are going to show you they want to show their shiny new quarterback their shiny new stadium.
Yeah, I think that's incidental. I don't think it has anything to do with Caleb Williams being drafted on Thursday and the renderings being released on a Wednesday. I think it has more to do with the calendar downstate with the session and wanting to get this out there as soon as possible. If they wanted to do that, it should have been last week.
Caleb Williams is coming here. He's going to be the first pick in the draft. You've already won that one.
Yeah.
He's coming.
You don't have to impress
him.
You don't have to
show him. Oh, and by the way... I mean, it's like you're trying to ask a girl out, and then you're just giving way too much.
It's not like he's threatening an Eli Manning, and he won't play in Chicago unless you have these really cool renderings that you release on Wednesday.
Exactly.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Not until they have a retractable roof.
What about the shiny stadium? Okay. All right. Maybe I'll come. It's kind of crazy.
But only if it's a retractable roof.
I can open up my books if you want to take a look at how much money I have.
No. No, I think it's coincidental. It does. The timing is curious.
Well, it's just weird.
It's a little bit unorthodox. It's so Bears.
Because it's very Bears.
They have reshaped their public relations team, and they have gotten all this. They've kind of reshaped the organization under Kevin Warren. The last year, as we celebrate the one-year anniversary at some point in time, I'm sure there'll be a story tomorrow, that Kevin Warren has been on the job, you would think that they would be smoother in something like this in terms of not announcing it one day before the biggest draft in years. Just surprising, timing-wise.
It should be a big draft. I really hope they don't mess up this draft.
How do they? How could they?
You
can't screw this one up.
Well,
you can't.
I mean, of course you could.
How?
Don't take Caleb Williams.
They're
going to take
Caleb Williams.
Trade the number one pick. Pick up the time. No. I mean, they're not going to do it.
Right.
But you asked me how they could screw it up.
Well, they could, but they're not going to.
Okay, that's what I said.
They can't screw this one up.
They can't.
I really don't think so.
And that's what I keep saying. All you have to do is get out of your own way and just take what is given to you.
The Bears
both
were
with the number one pick and the number
and
nine.
And number
pick.
Nine, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The Bears were staring at a cynicism-free week. and then they scheduled Wednesday's press conference. Because I just think it's fair to wonder about the timing. What are they?
It's like a weird news dump only before they have their bigger news. It's weird. Do they feel that people will look at it and say, "Oh, they're going to should we do a dome? Now we're going to do the dome."
Or are they trying to capitalize on the enthusiasm with the draft and like, well, you know, I'm not so sure about how they're going to pay for this, but oh my gosh, do you see Caleb Williams is coming here, so we're excited about all things Bears, even the stadium that nobody knows how it's going to be paid for.
Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to dispel this Bears myth about Bears weather. I'm 56. I loved watching Wilbur run to the end zone in the snowflakes, but there is no Bear weather. There's two great myths that football fans in Chicago got to get over. Bear weather and Ditka is some kind of god.
Back off.
He's a good coach, not a god.
Back off, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Don't you dare talk about the coach.
The coach.
In a negative fashion.
How did Ditka catch a stray there?
These are the two myths. The one is the weather.
Ditka. Man. That's really just not nice. I could get into the bear weather just dispelling that myth. Because that's just nonsense. But the coach? Come on.
I mean, is that the right time to stop? Yeah, we have a texter saying stop taking weather calls.
Exactly.
Well, we've got John Coleman on line two. No.
Brant Miller in studio.
There you go. No, we don't. That's another thing. You won't even need a weather report if they get a dome in here.
And that's a bad thing. Why?
Unless it's retracting.
Well, see, I just.
Don't get me going. Who wants a giant factory sitting on the lake? That
won't be a giant factory.
I know.
Be something that I think people will want to get behind and want to find a way to pay for. But that is the tricky missing element to this.
The money is kind of a big one.
I cannot wait until Jerry Reinsdorf's written statement that he releases to Cranes on Wednesday afternoon around 3:30.
Texter says, the C on the Chicago helmet stands for the coach.
I thought it stood for cold.
Cold weather team. Hey, don't forget. So today's Tuesday, and we're talking about the NFL draft, and we've got the draft coming up on Thursday night. Make sure you tune in Thursday from 5 to 9 after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of round one of the NFL draft. It's the Parkinson Spiegel draft special. They're going to be live in Detroit, and they will have expert analysis from our guy Dave Wannstedt, from Patrick Manley, longest-serving Bear. Tune in to The Score or on the Odyssey app. You can watch the Parkinson Spiegel draft special on Twitch, X, or YouTube. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And I know there's not a big fancy promo, but we are working Saturday as a draft show.
That's right.
9 to noon, right? So you're coming in. Bruce won't be here. No, inside the clubhouse. It'd be
preempted. I'm coming in. I'm inside the
clubhouse. So you're going to be inside the clubhouse talking about the Bears draft.
You and me, and I believe Pat will also be with us.
Pat Manley?
Yes.
Okay.
So we can get – I'm very interested to talk to Pat.
Chris
hear
Getz?
From him about the new
– any baseball guests?
No, we're not doing – we're not doing baseball.
No?
We're doing a draft show because the entirety of the draft will be concluding on that.
I'm very confused in my Saturday mornings now. All right, that's good. So we'll recap the draft.
Yes.
And the Bears don't have any picks on Saturday.
It's Mully and Haw with Patrick Manley on Saturday from 9 o'clock.
And Bruce.
Bruce is not with
us. No, he's not coming. Okay.
Why are you confusing me? I'm still going through like Comrex Hell, and here you are toying with me.
I'm not toying with you at all.
You are cat-like paws, and I am ball of yarn Mully, and you're just knocking me around here.
All right.
So it's you and me.
We'll get it figured out by Saturday morning.
Is it what time Saturday?
9.
9 a.m.
9 to noon.
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. I'm very excited for the draft. We're going to be in here. Well, we'll be in here tomorrow. will be in here Thursday morning setting it all up and commenting on the renderings and the drawings because they're not coming out till noon tomorrow. Maybe they break early.
Maybe
and
they get leaked tonight. That would be a good idea.
Be good. And then we're going to be here Friday morning breaking down whatever happens in the first round of the draft.
The Caleb coronation begins Friday morning, 5:30. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Friday will amount to in this town. Because people will celebrate and realize, I think, that how Dave used the word relevant. The yes. Bears are definitely relevant. I think it's an opportunity. You could use the word transformational. You could use a lot of different words to describe what the Bears are facing this week, Thursday, when they're on the clock, finally, at 7 o'clock. But when they select Caleb Williams, everything changes. Everything.
Well, I mean, it opens an entirely new era in the history of this team. And it's one where, again, we are always quarterback-centric, but this is going to be about Caleb Williams. It's going to be about how quickly he adapts to life in the NFL. It's going to be about Caleb Williams' coach, in this case, the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, how quickly the two of them connect, how their offense takes advantage of all the things that he can do. And it's about all the players that are supporting him in various fashion and the football team that they put together.
Tomorrow we'll get into it more, but I do think this idea of the Shane Waldron offense and Caleb Williams and the Matt Eberflus job jeopardy and Caleb Williams, I think a lot of those questions answer themselves if Caleb Williams is as special as we're describing and as good as we think he could be. A lot of those other things become moot points.
John is in Logan Square. Hey, John.
Hey, I'm hoping Bruce is there. He can talk about watching Sid Luckman, how good he was.
Ouch, come on. Be nice to Bruce.
Bruce, what was Sid Luckman like in high school? Yeah.
But, well, I was calling to say, I think the Bears are making, for the first time in forever, I think it's a smart PR move to announce something like that this week when all eyes are on the team during the draft, right? Like, why not put it out there now, especially if you work for the city? You want to show everybody that's realistic. They can actually do this thing in Chicago when I think it's just a negotiation tactic by the Bears because they're going to cause Arlington Heights. They'd be stupid not to do it. But I think in terms of putting it out there into the media, get people talking about it, more attention, it kind of does make sense.
Thanks, John. It might make sense. I still am a little bit curious about why they did it when they did it, except for if they're – you know, if we're talking about the Friday news dump, I think maybe it mutes the question a little bit about how they're going to pay for it. Because I don't think they're going to address that very clearly or completely tomorrow. Do you disagree?
I don't believe they will. No, I don't think so. But, I mean, again, we're going to be, you know, it's like tomorrow is going to be like bells and whistles and bright objects and things moving. We're all going to be kind of jaw agape as we watch it. Can I ask you one baseball question before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
I am curious if you believe before we convene on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the White Sox will have another shutout on their resume.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes by Saturday. They will be shut out again. The odds are with me.
Yes.
8 times they have been shut out. Then no other team in Major League history has been shut out as often as the White Sox have in their first 22 games.
So they got another one in them before.
Oh, yeah,
Saturday.
Definitely. I mean, have you seen that lineup?
I did watch the game, and I was relieved that that Corey Lee was in the lineup, and I didn't have to see Martin Maldonado and his, what is it, .056?
You know, the Astros average. Are in town. Do you think that they want him back?
Oh, I hope so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, be the score's sixth caller to the contest line, 312-540-0670. And you can win a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan with special guests Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, Chase Beckham. Luke Bryan, August 25th, Wrigley Field. Tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan, 312-540-0670.
All right, we're going to bring in our colleagues. I'm pretty sure we have Dan Bernstein today. Yes, we do. We have Dan and Lawrence, and we'll talk to them next. It's a glorious week in the history of Chicago. Get on board with all the fun that's coming. I'm sure they're on board. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.